The point of most video games is to defeat your competition. But a new game out today called Watam has a different intention, aiming to bring people together. It's the creation of a renowned video game designer, Keita Takahashi. And we have a report this morning from NPR's Vincent Accavino.
The year 2004 was not unusual for video games. The best-selling games of that year were full of familiar titles like Grand Theft Auto, Madden, and Pokemon. But one game that year was unlike any other. That game was Katamari Damacy. It's about a god named the King of All Cosmos who, while drunk, accidentally destroys the stars in the sky. His son, the prince, is left to clean up the mess by rolling up objects on Earth into big sticky balls that grow so large they become stars. Robin Haneke is the co-founder of Phenomena, the studio that developed Watam, but she's long been a fan of Takahashi's work. Back in 2004, she helped exhibit Katamari at the Game Developers Conference in San Francisco for a workshop on experimental games. Keita Takahashi gave a presentation that blew her away.
He showed the gameplay, but then he went all the way to the credit screen where you can roll up all the countries on the Earth. And so you're making a Katamari of all of us. And Keita said in a very heartfelt way that he had been really destroyed by the idea that we were going to just keep fighting and killing each other.
Katamari Damacy was a surprise commercial hit in North America. It was also a critical success and is one of 14 video games that helped establish a new category of art in the Museum of Modern Art's permanent collection. Keita Takahashi's games are funny and absurd at the surface, but kind and earnest at their core. Although Takahashi originally studied to be a sculptor, he became upset when his classmates were throwing out their work after getting grades on their projects.
I was very shocked about that. We have environment crisis. I don't want to make more garbage.
Takahashi aimed to make work that was useful and made people laugh. It's an ethos that has carried over to all of his projects, including his latest game, Watam.
It's full of very strange things, a character that's a mouth that eats other characters and excretes them as poop.
That's Harry DeLorme, who helped curate a mid-career survey of Takahashi's work at the Telfair Museums in Savannah, Georgia. He says that Watam is funny, but it's also a game about joy and kindness.
It starts off with a character who is utterly alone.
A green cube with a mouth, a mustache, and a top hat sits on top of a rock. It's crying, but then starts to walk around.
Gradually, he starts discovering that there are indeed other beings around.
More and more characters join Watam's world. They interact together in simple and joyful ways, climbing on top of one another, spinning in circles, holding hands. Takahashi said he came up with the idea for Watam when he moved to Vancouver and was living in a place with a diverse population.
We still have some issue or problem or conflict in this world because of the a different perspective or different religion or different skin color. I believe differences make a good, deep culture.
A good, deep culture. One where people are brought together by playing games.
Somehow people get over the differences by having the fun.
Vincent Accavino, NPR News.